Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, Australia telah mengembalikan atau membebaskan biaya aplikasi visa untuk pemegang visa sementara yang terkena dampak penutupan perbatasan COVID-19. Tujuan dari pengumuman pemerintah federal itu adalah untuk memastikan Australia tetap menjadi tujuan yang menarik bagi para wisatawan dan pemegang visa sementara. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Markus Megalokonomos untuk SBS News. Pemerintah federal menawarkan penangguhan hukuman kepada pemegang visa saat ini, menyatakan akan mengembalikan atau membebaskan biaya aplikasi untuk pemegang visa sementara tertentu yang terkena dampak pembatasan perjalanan virus corona. Pekerja terampil sementara dan pemegang visa pengunjung berhak mendapatkan biaya permohonan visa atau VEC untuk pengajuan visa berikutnya dibebaskan, yang memungkinkan mereka untuk kembali ke Australia setelah perbatasan internasional dibuka kembali. Pemegang visa program pekerja musiman dan skema perburuan Pasifik memenuhi syarat untuk pengembalian biaya aplikasi jika mereka diberikan visa sebelum tanggal 20 Maret tahun ini. Begitu pula pemegang visa calon pernikahan. Pejabat Menteri Imigrasi Alan Tudge mengatakan tujuannya adalah untuk memastikan bahwa Australia layak bagi wisatawan dan pemegang visa sementara yang sering mengisi kekurangan keterampilan yang kritis di negara ini.
Well, we'll have the slowest population growth since World War One, and largely because the borders have been closed for so long and will only be steadily opening those borders as the health conditions allow us to. But because population growth is so slow, we need to work additionally hard on the other economic levers to get the economy growing again. So this will impact tens of thousands of people who have already paid for their visa but have been unable to come due to COVID. And our ambition here is, in most cases, to give those people a voucher so that they're more likely to come back to Australia when the borders reopen.
Pemegang visa pengunjung yang berada di luar negeri dan visanya telah kadaluarsa atau akan kadaluarsa pada bulan Desember 2021 akan memenuhi syarat untuk pengabaian biaya ketika mereka mengajukan visa baru. Pemegang visa temporary skill shortage, temporary work and backpackers, dan visa working holiday maker yang tidak dapat datang ke Australia atau harus pergi lebih awal karena pandemi COVID-19 juga akan dibebaskan dari biaya aplikasi. Menteri Tudge mengatakan fleksibilitas ini akan membantu pemulihan ekonomi dalam jangka panjang.
This costs $275 million over the next 4 years, so it's not an insignificant amount of money, but it will help underpin our economic recovery, particularly in tourism, when the borders are fully open again. We've made a number of decisions throughout the year to provide additional flexibility for visa holders. In many cases, to extend their visa. In other cases, to waive certain conditions which have been unable to be achieved due to the COVID restrictions. And we'll continue to do that in order to ensure that people can have as sufficient time as they need in Australia and where they are able to be able to convert to permanent residency.
MS Australia adalah penyedia terkemuka pemukiman kemanusiaan, pendidikan, pelatihan dan layanan pekerjaan untuk pengungsi, pencari suaka dan migran yang baru tiba di Australia. Mereka menawarkan pelatihan bahasa Inggris, layanan terjemahan, layanan ketenaga kerjaan, keterlibatan komunitas dan dukungan penyelesaian. Dari perspektif komunitas, Kepala Eksekutif AMES Australia, Keith Scratch mengatakan ini adalah langkah yang signifikan yang belum pernah terjadi sebelumnya.
It was a good step, but obviously many people had already paid for visas or, you know, were on the cusp of traveling and then were not able to. And so I think it's a good step that government has sought to either provide a waiver or a voucher for some of those visa charges. And obviously that's going to be important for us once the borders reopen, that people can start to come back to Australia, whether that's visitors or temporary workers or whatever. So Removing that as a barrier, given they'd already paid for something that in effect they weren't able to receive, I think that's a positive step.
Menteri Touch mengungkapkan ada sekitar 90,000 dalam daftar tunggu aplikasi visa. Juru bicara urusan dalam negeri pihak oposisi, Christina Kinelli, bertemu dengan calon suaminya, Ben Kinelli, di Polandia pada tahun 1991. Mereka menikah dan Kinelli pindah ke Australia pada tahun 1994 untuk hidup bersama. Kinelli sangat kritis terhadap periode waktu tunggu visa mitra dan backlog permintaan aplikasi menggambarkan prosesnya itu terlalu lambat.
I am forever grateful that I wasn't applying to do it under Scott Morrison and Alan Tudge's administration. Some 25 years ago when I came to Australia, it was much easier. And what I know well, how hard it must be for those 100,000 couples who are just eager to begin their lives, their families, their jobs, their futures in Australia together. I know what it is to meet an Australian overseas and fall in love with them. The waiting time for these partner visas is astounding. Some 90% of people are waiting 27 months to get a partner visa application finalized.
Sementara itu, Andrew Giles dari Partai Buruh menggemakan kritik dari Kinelli.
I'm not a direct beneficiary. It was my dad who met my mum overseas. So it's part of my story, as well as the story of so many Australians and so many of the people that Christina and I represent. This is 100,000 applicants and 100,000 Australians. 200,000 people at the moment on a waiting list directly affected. And people saw hope. But that hope has to be taken with the largest grain of salt. Too many lives on hold. Too many people unable to begin to set up their family life in Australia and to make a contribution to our communities.
MIS Australia bekerjasama dengan orang-orang yang memiliki banyak pengalaman sebelum akhirnya menetap di Australia. Scott mengatakan ada beberapa ketidakpastian di antara klien mereka, namun mereka adalah orang-orang yang kuat dan ulet.
People are keen to be able to get back on track in terms of their settlement. There's obviously uncertainty in the community and amongst clients, but also a high degree of, I suppose, a positive outlook. Thinking about many of our clients, some of whom have come here under the refugee humanitarian program, who have been through pretty awful traumatic experiences, and so this one is a kind of another hurdle that they have to face in terms of settling safely and well, but for many of them not as extreme as some things that they've faced already.
Scott menekankan bahwa Australia tetap menjadi tempat yang menarik bagi para migran.
I came here as a skilled migrant 28 years ago or something. You know, it's still a great place to raise children and be able to lead a satisfying life. Australia would still be incredibly attractive. We're still clearly in the throes of dealing with the COVID pandemic, and we're not out of the woods yet. But compared to many, many countries, we're in an exceptionally good place, and so we'll still be very, very attractive to numbers of migrants. We'll need to attract highly skilled people.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.